So now is when I get a little less lonely, actually. I'm sitting here in the studio all by myself. I know,
Don't be
it's
lonely.
so sad.
Look, I'm down in the lean-to. I'm figuratively holding your
Corva's
hand.
in DC, but this is the fun part of the show. Well, there are a lot of fun parts, but this is the best. When I get more company, our producers come in, we talk about what you guys are talking about on the internet, what you forward to your friends. It's a segment we like to call the most. And that's our music. And oh, Trisha's gonna come in too.
Go, girl.
Okay, first up, Caitlin.
Yes, my story is the most emailed from USA Today. Chances are, if you've turned on the radio in the last year, you know this song.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
I love that song.
So
It was
yeah, everyone
everywhere.
knows
Oh
it.
my
Oh my God,
gosh.
you couldn't turn on the radio without hearing it. Well, anyway, it took 5 years, one hit song, and 2 Grammy nominations. But the Blaine White Tees singer, Tom Higginson, finally got his date with Delilah.
How sweet.
I mean, I have to say, I didn't actually know that this was kind of a real scenario that he was singing about.
Yeah, he totally had a crush on her. She was a friend of a friend. She's an Olympic track hopeful. And he met her, and he wrote this song to impress her. The sad thing is, she didn't really go for it.
How can you not go for that?
I don't know. I guess she just wasn't that into it.
At that point, I mean, that's a high bar. I mean, come on now, buddy. At that point, you got to start looking elsewhere.
You know, I'd want that plus a nice dinner.
Not only did he write the song, it became a hit. I mean, it's a huge hit.
Trisha.
I don't know.
Now he's rich. He could buy, I mean,
he can buy her a bunch of dinners.
I think it's the idea that she gets to go to the Grammys with him that has maybe sort of changed
well,
her mind.
Well, she's lame.
She's
going to
dump him. She's going to dump
him. I'm going to go right out there and say she's lame, but hey, what do I know?
Well, let's hope for Tom she doesn't.
Okay, thanks, Caitlin. Next, Dan, the man Pashman.
Hey, guys.
What do you have to say for yourself today?
Most emailed here from the Boston Herald. Big news here, both in TMZ land and sports land. Rachel, look at that picture. What do you see there?
Well,
it's
looks
a picture
like
of a man.
An attractive man who looks athletic, and he looks to be wearing
a cast. I drew some helpful arrows, yes.
I see there. He looks to be wearing a cast. Who is this
that
guy?
That is Uber hunk and sporting star Tom
said
Brady.
It, not me.
That's right. Hey. You know what you say about Tom Brady? Women want him and men want to be him. But Tom Brady was seen outside his girlfriend, supermodel Gisele Bündchen's apartment here in New York yesterday wearing a cast.
Wait, uh-oh. Dan, for those of us who are not football fanatics, why is Tom Brady an important figure today?
Because he is playing in the Super Bowl in less than 2 weeks against my team, the New York Giants, and he's there, the star of the team, and he apparently got hurt at his game on Sunday. But there were no reports that he'd been hurt. No one knew he was hurt. Now, he did come out and say yesterday, don't worry about it. Everyone gets nicked up in a game. I'll be fine for the Super Bowl. And I trust
him. It's just
a
cast. It's just a full-length cast.
Right.
Won't that mean something?
It's a bruise.
Well, it is his right foot, which is more important for a right-handed quarterback. A lot of football teams are very secretive with their injuries, especially the Patriots. So,
provided they're not spying on somebody else.
Exactly. But, my guess is he'll be fine for the game, but we can hope that maybe he'll just be a tiny bit gimpy.
So says the Giants.
I'm biased in this story.
Okay, Corva, my friend, yep. In D.C., what do you have to say?
Well, this is from the L.A. Times health section, and it's a little disturbing. Girls are hitting puberty a lot earlier. There's a researcher at Ithaca College in New York, and she says girls as young as 8 are beginning to develop breasts. Here's the problem. If you develop breasts earlier or younger, then you have a known factor for breast cancer later on in life. So now they're thinking about revising the definition for abnormally early breast development as young as 7.
Wow.
For girls who are white, girls who are African American, the age is 6.
That's some very early.
They don't know why.
Yeah, we're really freaked out about that.
I wonder if there's
a
correlating
having a young daughter.
Maturity levels. I mean, physically, you're developing faster, but I mean, women have always matured faster.
Is it about
faster.
Percentage just of body fat? Is it about
well, there's a couple things. It could be chemicals, and then there's the obesity rate. I mean, if you're going to be heavy, you're going to develop breasts at a younger age.
Huh. Interesting story. Okay, I am next, and I'm going to tell you what is one of the most emailed stories on NPR.org. NPR legend Silvia Poggioli why I could never be a successful public radio star because my name is Rachel Martin. It's not Rachel
Poggioli. We all can't be Corva, honey.
Okay, so Sylvia is in Europe. Sylvia is doing a really interesting story about Muslim integration into European society. She did a piece about Muslim women in Germany who live these parallel lives, have a really hard time assimilating, don't really want to, and we've got a little bit of sound from that story.
One of the biggest problems is the wall of silence behind which tens of thousands of uneducated Muslim women live. Many of them first met their husbands on their wedding day, only to disappear into a world ruled by rural Turkish traditions, unnoticed by their German neighbors.
They live in big families, in family structures where they can't go out.
Seyran Atish is a lawyer and women's rights activist. She says many Muslim women in Germany lead lives of isolation and often experience physical violence.
They are under control of their man or of their family. This is women who are physically living in Germany, but psychologically living in another culture, which is looking much more for gender apartheid.
Polls show that only a third of Muslims in Germany want to integrate. And German authorities worry about the rise in the number of uneducated imported brides and grooms from Turkey through both arranged and forced marriages.
That was NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reporting. Did we pique your interest? That was only part of the story. If you want the whole kit and caboodle, go to npr.org. You will find it on the most emailed list. And my friends, thank you for joining me. That is the most.